This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
As the DJV program continues, I'm Doug Steffen, Victoria Jones, Victoria Keelan. Let's see if I did this alphabetically. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. J comes for K, but K came before J in terms of longevity here. So, Victoria Keelan, you get the call.
Call me Miss Jones.
Miss Jones. All right. Kara Schillen, Ms. Schillen is here. Mr. Steffen, at your service and on your side. We have two essential tasks here, to be good persons and to pursue an occupation that you enjoy. All of us, I think, have found that, and hopefully you hear that in our voices as we go through issues of the day, talk about our values, reflect on some of your values. You can follow us on Twitter, you know, at DJB Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. What do we have on Twitter for you, Victoria Jones, Miss Jones?
Victoria Jones, D.C.
D.C., Victoria. So it's at Victoria Jones, D.C.
Yes.
All right, there we go. The caravan of migrants that are moving through Mexico, into Mexico City, as a matter of fact. What's the impact of the election? As we still will be talking about the impact of the election for another week or so, I'm sure. So how do we see these are two things that sort of now collide, the political realities in our country. How much of an impact, maybe a better way of me asking the question is, how much of an impact do we think people being elected to various positions, how much of an impact is immigration, the present problem with the migrants or soon to be a problem, soldiers on the border? How much of that drove election results? What do we think about that? Either Victoria Keelan, I know you are slated to have started the hour with a story, but I just am thinking about this and I thought we ought to address it if we can.
Well, I don't really know. I'm not on a border state, so I really couldn't speak to that. If I lived in a border state where it's right there in your backyard, that may mm-hmm. have been more, of a pressing issue.
So for you, it wasn't.
For me, it had nothing to do. Honestly, it had nothing to do with how I voted. Yeah.
So Victoria Jones, did the immigration problem have anything to do with the way you voted? Or anybody you know.
I don't know whether it was the immigration problem, but I think what President Trump said about immigration, which I think is a different thing, definitely had something to do with the way that people voted. I think it impacted the way people voted for him, and in some cases impacted the way people voted against him. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting, in some of the exit polling, for many, many voters, particularly those who were not going to vote for President Trump, their issues were not immigration. In fact, it was like 2 out of 10. But healthcare, access to healthcare, pre-existing mm-hmm. conditions.
Yep.
This was a very, very, very driving issue for voters, particularly for Democratic voters and for independent, maybe leaning Democratic voters, or even Republican, independent Republican leaning who are now Democratic leaning voters. They are very worried about healthcare. But mm-hmm. for Trump voters, immigration, what President Trump said about the caravan, which was not necessarily what's actually going on with the caravan, it doesn't matter whether it was or wasn't. That drove those voters to the polls.
And I'd love to know what health insurance those voters have, because obviously they're not concerned, and I guess none of them have pre-existing conditions. And the list of pre-existing conditions, it's pretty comprehensive. If you think, I don't have cancer, okay, well, go check out what the real list of pre-existing conditions are. And most likely, if you don't have something, then you know someone directly related it to you who does.
Yeah.
So it was, to me, that was a very foolish thing. If you're just voting on Trump's rhetoric about immigration and the border wall, you're really missing the boat. And, you know, down the road, we're going to end up paying for you when you cry out, oh, I've had a pre-existing condition I didn't know about. That's, to me, that's a foolish way to vote.
I think there are other people who have on their minds that we're going to end up paying for health care for illegal immigrants, and that becomes a sidebar conversation. I wonder how much...
distraction, but this, you're right. That is definitely a way to divert that.
The election of Ron DeSantis in Florida, I wonder how much, because the immigrant problem, even though it's not a border state per se, is a big problem, whether real or imagined, it becomes a lot of the lot of the discussion. I know we have half a dozen stations in Florida, and I'm thinking people they listen to me right now are thinking, yeah, that's right. I wonder if that did have any impact on DeSantis and other Republicans who won, or Democrats, one way or another. I know the Beto O'Rourke thing with Cruz, there was a lot of discussion about immigration in that campaign, wasn't there?
There was, but there were also some things that were said, including lies, such as that Beto O'Rourke was bringing immigrants over the border. I mean, there were some extraordinary...
It was all exaggeration on both sides,
Victoria. That's not an exaggeration, that's a lie. That there's a difference. I mean, you know, there are exaggerations on both sides, always in campaigns, that's how we do it. But sometimes...
Well, there are lies in campaigns, too.
But sometimes there are deliberate lies being placed by campaigns, and this happened a lot in this campaign. I think the Florida campaign was very interesting, and I think Gillum messed up his own chances to some extent, because he is undergoing an investigation, a federal investigation, Andrew Gillum, and he kept rebuffing the media, the mainstream media, not fringe media or anybody, you know, like somebody just standing there with an iPhone who just got out of bed one day and said, oh, I think I'm going to become a member of the media. We're talking about all kinds of people asking him, so what about this FBI investigation? He refused to answer mainstream media questions about this FBI investigation. And basically, that was a gift also to the Republican, and also I think raised questions for many people who might have been leaning Democratic, who would then say, he looks a bit chancy, he looks a bit iffy, mm-hmm. I don't know about this guy. And if you don't answer questions, you do look a bit iffy.
Mm-hmm. Also, in Florida, the voters approved a constitutional amendment to restore voting rights to people who have felony convictions. Once they're done in jail, once they've paid their debt to society, this is a very interesting right to vote issue that will probably have legs in other states, because there are a lot of cons, ex-cons in Florida. And it has been the case right along. I think federally, if you're a felon, you can't vote.
Right. And so, a lot of white-collar cons in Florida, because you know, there's a no-income tax state, and there's a lot of...
Right.
That Florida tends to be where a lot of white-collar criminals end up. So, it raises a good question. Should someone, and we use Bernie Madoff as an example because he's so universally known, should he be allowed to have his power to vote back when he gets out of jail? I don't know. I think it's a really, it's a worthwhile debate.
First of all, they shouldn't be in jail, so we beg the question at the beginning of the question, not just through the question. 15 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Attention humans, Sprint is giving away $250,000.
That's right, Atlas. There are 250,000 reasons to check out Sprint this fall. Our Rake in the Cash sweepstakes is from November 2nd through the 8th. Simply drop into your local Sprint store and enter to win your share of $250,000.
My analysis confirms that's a big pile of money.
The Rake in the Cash grand prize is $100,000. And 150 winners will receive $1,000. New and existing customers can enter to win. You get extra entries when you open new accounts, upgrade your phones, activate a watch or tablet, and there are bonus entries for each year you've been with Sprint. There's no purchase necessary. Simply visit your local Sprint store for official rules and complete details.
Hurry, humans. The sweepstakes ends November 8th.
And there's never been a better time to try the Sprint network. When you visit Sprint, check out our network built for unlimited and all the amazing unlimited plans.
Legal residents of the United States, Puerto Rico, and District of Columbia, 18 and older. Void with prohibited sponsors, Sprint Communications Company, LP.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jay, and Victoria.
Yes! Jennifer not here. Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, 18 after the hour on the DJV program. We're just kind of hashing through some more of the election results. Mitt Romney and a political comeback that surprised nobody because he's a Mormon and he ran for the Senate in Utah, his home state, after he'd been governor here in Massachusetts, lived here for a while, and he won handily. There was no real contest there. This guy, Steve King from Iowa, seems to be fairly transparent in his views. I think it's something, whether it's overdone, is he a white supremacist? He certainly, you know, what is it, the old, if it looks like a duck and sounds like a duck, it's probably a duck. And King sort of fits into that. He's, if nothing else, he's a bigot. And so is there a place for that? Apparently the voters in his district think so. And so what's the reference to queer? The Rainbow Coalition, people who are I don't even understand that reference anymore. I thought it was long gone.
Queer is actually how young LGBTQ people identify themselves. That's how they choose to identify themselves. Yeah.
Oh, when did that start? I must have missed that day in school, Victoria. I don't. Because it always was
ago?
A bad. When did it become politically acceptable to refer to somebody who is queer as being queer?
I mean, I first probably started hearing it more and more, I would guess, about 10 years ago.
Really?
I think it was just a matter of LGBT, and there was no Q or I at the time, so it's just LGBT. People who fell into that category maybe felt like they could take ownership of something that was once derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's, and also it just, instead of saying gay, some people don't like to say gay because if they're not gay, they're bisexual or whatever. So queer kind of was more all encompassing. And I think that's kind of probably how it started.
All right. Well, that's a good explanation. Thank you. Got it now. I don't know if I'm comfortable with it, but I get the explanation. 21 past the hour, DJV time.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
About strawberry peel, you know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go, where everything grows. Look into the paper tulip, see how the other half is. Look into a glass onion.
So typically, a Beatles tune like this, you can certainly tell it's the Beatles. This song, Glass Onion, has been around, and it was never a huge, big hit, but it was something that people listened to and got something out of. Now there's a new version, actually a couple of new versions of Glass Onion, celebrating the White Album anniversary. The folks who are producing Beatles stuff these days, I imagine McCartney and Starr have something to do with what goes into these things, shared two previously unreleased versions of Glass Onion. The song appeared in the White Album in November of 1968, and then back in September, the Beatles confirmed the White Album would be re-released to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Ahead of the re-release, the demo version and session recording of Glass Onion have been shared. So we're listening. We started out with the session version. This is the demo version, right, Karen?
No, that was the original that we listened to, and then this is the demo version.
Okay. Don't like it.
I love
anybody
it.
Like it?
So the sound of the voices.
Yeah, I think without all the extra stuff, it's cool to hear them so stripped down.
Uh-huh. But maybe that makes me, I don't know if I'm a purist or what I am with the...
Well, a purist would make you like this more, so you're not a purist.
Yeah,
you like all the... you
I like the instrumentation. I like the production values that are in a lot of these songs. So anyway, crank this up for a second, Carrie. Looking
through a glass of
So, the remix of the White Album, according to McCartney, who wrote the introduction for the new White Album, he says, quote, "We tried to bring you as close as possible to the Beatles in the studio." Then he said, one of the producers, we peel back the layers of the Glass Onion with the hopes of immersing old and new listeners into one of the most diverse and inspiring albums ever made.
No,
I never thought about it that way, actually.
I never thought about it. I don't think I thought about it using those words. Inspiring, maybe. Diverse? I never thought about it that way. So the
I think clearly it sounds like from the tone of your voice, this is not a favorite Beatles album for you. Like the White Album.
I never did. But you guys probably do. I think Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones, you both sound like you like this. You like the album?
I'm a huge Sgt. Pepper's fan, but I love the White Album too, yeah.
What'd you say, BK?
I think it's one of the best albums ever made.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. All right, some other...
Doug likes the cheesier stuff, Victoria.
I like the stuff from 1963 and 64.
Yeah. I want to hold your hand. Your hand. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Exactly. That stuff
please,
is fantastic
please me.
Stuff.
Yeah. Other Beatles news. McCartney has announced the super deluxe reissues of the Paul McCartney and Wings albums, both Wildlife and Red Rose Speedway coming out. Reissues are part of his critically acclaimed and multiple Grammy Award-winning archive collection, which is also seeing the re-release of Wings, Venus, and Mars, and At the Speed of Sound. So lots of Beatles stuff to consider. By the way, the reissue of the White Album is available next week, I think. No, it's available Friday. With the pre-orders. I guess you can go order it now.
It's a very cool set, too. If you are a fan of the White Album, there's a lot of really great stuff in this reissue for collectors, for sure.
No, I'm an early Beatles fan, and not necessarily a later Beatles fan. But to each his own, as they say. 28 past the hour on the DJV radio program.
Broken wings and learn to fly.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday's midterm elections giving Democrats control of the U.S. House once again. However, they fell short of their hope of regaining control of the U.S. Senate. With a look at the Republican victories that kept that from happening, here's Senator Lindsey Graham.
The reason we won is I think Kavanaugh united our party, the caravan was a front to our sovereignty, the economy was good, and President Trump worked his butt off to get out the Republican base vote. This is a good night for Republicans in the Senate.
He spoke on Fox News. Among the history-making firsts in the results from the midterms, the election of two Native American congresswomen, both Democrats, one from Kansas, the other from New Mexico, and the first Muslim congresswomen elected in Minnesota and Michigan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Almost 35 past the hour, DJV time. The Doug Steffen portion of the program comes from me. Victoria Keelan, also now known as VK, is here. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. DJ Kara Schillen at the controls. All right, now I've identified everybody. We have a focus on people. People in the news. The French are concerned about their president, Emmanuel Macron. That's the way to pronounce it. Macron.
Sounds good.
They arrested 6 people in connection to a plot that was aimed at attacking him. According to the French, 1 woman and 5 men taken into custody in 3 separate regions. Specific details about these suspects
and the plot have not been released. That's probably a good idea, isn't it? Why would you want to tell everybody, okay, right, here's how you can get the president?
Here's how they almost succeeded.
Yeah. So anyway, he was touring battlefields in northern France. It's the 100th anniversary of the agreement to end World War I, thus Armistice Day, which is next Monday, November the 11th, 12th. It's normally the 11th, but we'll celebrate, I think, on Monday, right? Monday, the official holiday, another federal holiday. We'll be here doing the radio program live, as usual on most holidays. Anyway, back to this whole business, Armistice Day. He was targeted last year. I didn't know that. Somebody who planned to assassinate him on Bastille Day. Is he, what kind of flavor does he have at the moment with, he and Trump seem to have a fairly good relationship. It's on again, off again.
Macron is polling badly. Indeed. And in fact, interesting, in the European Parliament elections, it's looking like the right, the French right, are going to do rather well. So, he's not doing so well. It's interesting that in this particular bomb plot, according to the French Interior Ministry, the suspects are linked to far right-wing political interests. So this is not what, you know, people might have first jumped to the conclusion about, but it's far right-wing political interests is what they're thinking at this time.
Other people in the news, Idris Elba. How many people know that name?
Oh, so close. Idris Elba.
Him too.
He's the most gorgeous man in the world, Doug. May I just tell you that?
Sexiest man alive, according to People Magazine.
People Magazine, yeah.
They're not wrong.
Now, you think he's hot?
They picked Blake Shelton last year, and I've got to disagree with Jen. He's definitely not the sexiest man in the world. But Idris Elba, I 100% agree. He is beautiful.
All right. People Magazine started doing this in 1985. And anybody know who the first male named sexiest man alive was? Somebody still around today, very prominent. Anybody remember?
1985.
Doug Stephan?
No, it was. I was close, though.
You were close. You were third.
I was close.
Go on.
Yeah.
Who else?
It was big in 85. I would guess maybe like Mel Gibson?
Yep.
Or somebody?
Nope.
Was it really?
Yeah,
it was really?
Mel Gibson. Yep.
I did not know that. Okay, cool.
He was 29 years old at the time. Idris, you pronounce it Idris? I know it's
Idris. Idris.
He's 46. Been a lot. He's been very visible in the last, what, 2, 3, 4 years. Quite a good actor. Been in a lot of good movies.
He's an excellent actor.
Well, quite good and excellent could be one and the same. Thank you very much. He's an excellent actor. Okay.
I'm a bit of a fan here, Doug.
I got that. I can hear that. Yes, I got that.
Yeah.
I got it. All right, so speaking of quite a good actor or actress, Olivia Spencer, in the news today because she's asked
Octavia Spencer.
Who's, what'd I say?
Olivia. I don't know who Olivia Spencer is, but Octavia Spencer is in the news.
That's her cousin. I got this from her cousin, actually.
Got it. Confused. Oh, okay.
Octavia Spencer has asked Mark Wahlberg to help her get in shape, according to, he's been in a movie with her. It's called Instant Family.
That's
he's
their new movie,
help her transform her body. There is a training partnership. He's usually known for being in pretty good shape, works out a lot. And the results, apparently, of them working together starting to show up. Spencer has been documenting her workouts on Instagram, and she credits Mark and his workouts and line of supplements. I didn't even know he had a line of supplements. Anybody
I didn't either.
Wahlberg had supplements? I didn't know that.
Did not know it. It's apparently called Performance Inspired is the name of the company. And,
really?
Most of it is for, like, you know, because he's pretty ripped. So most of it is for putting on muscle weight. But I guess they do things that wouldn't aid with weight loss. And I guess she's been taking those and talking about it on Instagram. It is. I love her. She's so fun and she's just
I
so
do
cute.
Too. Yeah.
And she's been, you know, she's just so open and honest about everything. And I follow her on Instagram, and it's really sweet to see the two of them working out together. It's like you never expect
at 4 o'clock in the morning.
At 4 a.m. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's very, very cute.
Well, it's cool because it seems like she's inspired her whole crew on like every set that she's on. Because I was going through her Instagram because I wanted to see what the videos were like, and she's got like 15 people there all doing push-ups and planks and all kinds of stuff in between all their breaks on movies, which is pretty cool.
That's a good way to spend your time.
It's very inspiring.
Yeah, it is. There are a few actors and actresses. The Rock is another one who gets up at 4 o'clock every morning. And then he, by the way, The Rock sleeps in his own bed pretty much every night, no matter where he's shooting a movie. If he's in with, he's got his own plane. He goes home, stays, gets up at 4 o'clock, does his workout, gets on a plane, and goes to wherever the set is. If it's within a couple of hours. I think that's kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
Wahlberg has done the same thing. He's got his own plane, and he goes around wherever his family, wherever he's shooting. He likes to be home with his family, apparently. And after he does his 4 a.m. workout, he goes to the nearest Catholic church every day. Do you know that, Wahlberg?
I knew he was very religious, yeah, but I didn't know every day.
And listening to some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth in some of these movies, what's the penance for that?
One I was going to say he's obviously spending most of his time in the confessional.
Right, the confessional, right. All right, let's see another person in the news today. Food Network star Ree Drummond. Now, you may have to take over for me on this one, ladies, because I'm not as
the Pioneer Woman. I don't know. I know you don't watch the Food Network, but she is very well known on the Food Network as the Pioneer Woman.
And why is she known as the Pioneer Woman?
That's just what her name is. It's like the Barefoot Contessa. She's the Pioneer Woman.
She's not cooking food that was popular back in the early days of the West.
It's more like, you know, a Southern home style kind of cooking. She's big into bacon and, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's home style. It's scratch. It's in your kitchen. There's a sense it's stuff you can do.
Right.
You know, it's not quite so much like the Barefoot Contessa, who I watch and I enjoy. But it's like, there's no way I'm ever going to make that. I'm never going to make that. But with the Pioneer Woman, it's like,
it's very accessible.
I could give that a try. Yeah, yes. I could do that.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, there you go. Now
well,
I know
the story,
something.
Though, let's not bury the lead. The story, though, is
oh,
that
Les,
she has a
you
new
know
line
I love
food.
To bury the lead.
Oh,
let's
I know
bury
you do.
The lead.
You are Mr. Shovel. I'm just going to buy you a golden shovel for Christmas this year because you just love burying the lead.
All right. So what's the lead?
The lead story on the Pioneer Woman is that she has a new line of ready-made foods at Walmart, and everything is, the most expensive item is only $7. So that is part of her brand of accessibility. Like Victoria Jones just said, it's the home style stuff. She freely admits that when she has people over, she does a mix of homemade stuff and store bought things. So it's kind of like very in keeping with her brand and her fans. People love that show. So I think this is probably a good move for her. It's at Walmart, I think, starting this week.
All right. Another name in the news is Alkyed Ullah. A-K-A-Y-E-D. VJ will correct me on this because she's good at correcting me on my pronunciation. Convicted of terrorism in New York this week. Set off a pipe bomb. Remember that last year at the subway station?
Yeah.
Rush hour? Here's another one of these stories about immigrants. I'm not sure whether he was legal or illegal. Anybody know? He said he was angry at Trump when he set off the bomb. If everybody who's angry at Trump sets off a bomb, we'll blow up the whole country. Anyway,
that's one bomb. Of course, we've had multiple bombs sent by appears to be a Trump supporter. So bombs do appear to be rather.
What is happening with that, by the way? More can you add to that, BJ? This was a story a couple of weeks ago. What, there are 8 bombs, I think, that were sent to various Democratic...
No, more than that.
More than that?
He's been denied bail, and the case is slowly moving, will now slowly move forward.
Yeah. By the way, this guy, Ullah, said he only intended to kill himself, and actually he didn't kill himself, and nobody else died in that thing. As well, but
that was the Port Authority one, right? That didn't really go off, or it smoked a little bit, but didn't go off. Is that that one? It feels like there's so many, but that was that one, right?
What, was it
because
that one? I thought this was the one.
If you're
going to
kill yourself, why not just put your finger in the?
Yeah, the subway at the Port Authority. It was the subway. Yeah, the subway entrance at the Port
Authority. Did you hear what Victoria Jones just said?
No.
Say it again, Victoria.
I said, if you're going to kill yourself, why not just put your finger in the socket in the living room?
Right.
Why do a bomb?
This was beneath Times Square and the Port Authority bus terminal.
Right, the 42nd Street. Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, 46 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV program.
Insight Daily Radio. Legal Action is a brand new contemporary Western-style legal thriller starring veteran actors Eric Close and Nick Searcy. In Legal Action, Close plays successful big city lawyer Casey McKay, who receives a mysterious text from his ex-wife Prue about her brother, who stands accused of murdering a district attorney. Casey takes the case, but soon discovers this will be no ordinary legal defense. Teaming up with eccentric ex-Marine turned motel owner and PI ex-Clemens, he discovers a web of conspiracy that puts him face to face with the town's most greedy and corrupt land developer. As Casey begins to unravel the truth, he finds himself fighting for his former brother-in-law's life as well as his own. We spoke with Eric Close and Nick Searcy about their roles, characters, and the new movie.
Well, the fact that some of the uphill battles that Casey faces in the small town is everybody knows each other, everybody knows each other's business, and in a way he's always kind of one step behind and he's trying to play catch up, and then on top of that you got Gates, who's got, you know, he's pressuring everybody. If they don't do what he wants, it could cost them their life. So I think that's the big challenge, is getting people in that town to realize that there's a different side to the story and getting people to trust him. And obviously it helps Casey a huge amount getting X on this side, but it's definitely an uphill battle.
That's actors Eric Close and Nick Searcy on their new movie, Legal Action. Legal Action premieres on INSP on Saturday, November 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern. There's more at insp.com and legalactionmovie.com. Insight Daily Radio.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple more people items here. No surprise, they're having a hard time finding jurors in the El Chapo case because everybody who shows up, the El Chapo people get to him and they threaten to kill him if they go on the jury. So panelists fearing for their lives have decided that they may not be well invested in doing this. I thought that was kind of interesting. Kim Davis.
We'll put your finger in the socket for you.
Yes, right, exactly. Kim Davis, remember her? She made headlines a couple of years ago. She refused to issue a marriage license to a gay couple. She lost her re-election bid as things continue to unfold as a result of the election. Missouri voters approving a minimum wage. This was a surprise, frankly, in that state. The minimum wage in Missouri now after the vote, well, it'd take a few years to get there. It would be $12 an hour. I thought that that issue has taken hold and is resonating, and it seems even in states that you wouldn't think this would be successful, it has become successful. Whether that's an acknowledgement that red and blue both have minimum wage workers belonging to either party. I think that's part of it anyway. 10 minutes before the hour, this is the DJV show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of
what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The world of your pets. How about this for a focus? It's Warren Eckstein here on the DJV program with his ability to help people who have problems with their pets. He lends that expertise to us here every week in the conversation we have. He also has his vignettes that are on the program every day. Nice to have you here, Warren. Today, by the way, if you didn't know it, is National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day. And I wonder, in your experience, how often you've come upon people who had questions of you on your radio show, The Pet Show, about diseased dogs, cancer, heart disease, other things that we normally attribute just to humans, but are very present these days in our animals as well. How much of
it's interesting that you brought that up, because November happens to be Pet Diabetes Awareness Month, and pet diabetes, dogs and cats, is really on the rise tremendously. So if you have a dog or a cat, for example, that you notice they're drinking a lot more water, their breath smells a little bit sweeter than normal, they're a little bit more lethargic, you change in personality, these are all good things to check with your veterinarian about. But in terms of what you just asked, in terms of lymphoma and other diseases like that, you know, my background is more in behavior. However, so many people out there, Doug, are unaware of the fact that so many specialties exist in the veterinary field, almost as many specialties in the veterinary field as there is in the human field. Oncologists, dermatologists, urologists, they're all there. So my feeling is this. For example, my dog is 16 and a half years old, and he has a couple of bumps around the lymph area in his neck. At 16 and a half years old, I don't need to know the diagnosis. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to go through anything.
Do anything to treat
crazy
it anyway,
treatment.
Yeah.
I want, he's happy. Right. He's eating. He's pooping. And so be it. But it's always a good idea if you go to your veterinarian, the general veterinarian. They're great, great people. But if you're not getting results, or if you notice something different, most veterinarians now will send you to a specialist. I have a close friend of mine that's a veterinary oncologist, probably the most successful veterinary oncologist here in Southern California. And it's amazing to me how many times dogs or cats may be misdiagnosed, and yet they go, or diagnosed with something real serious, yet when they go to the specialist, it turns out to be not that serious. So if you have any diagnosis you have a question about, always get a second opinion from a specialist if possible. And here's my theory. If your veterinarian says you don't need a second opinion, you really do need a second opinion.
Right. Yeah, always same with people as with their dogs, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But diabetes is a big problem because so many dogs, and I get this all the time, you know, my dog's not fat, Warren, he's big boned. Well, he's a little chubby, he doesn't weigh 10 pounds, he weighs 14 pounds. You know, I grew up in a Jewish household, I know what big boned is, okay? We're not chubby kids, we're all big boned kids.
Uh-huh.
So the bottom line is if your dog or cat is overweight, they're more susceptible to diabetes just like with people.
There is good news, I suppose, if you want to take it that way, bringing CoverGirl up to date with many other institutions and publicity, and publications. They have stopped using animals to test their products. Cruelty-free beauty is their aim. That's a big company. So doing research on things other than bunnies and animals in general, probably a good sign. It's a long time in coming. I mean, we talked about this 20-some-odd years ago, didn't we?
It's sanity. I mean, there are so many other ways to do things now. There's, you know, cell technology. There's computer technology. I went on a tour several years ago, about 15 years ago, talking anti-vivisection, and you kept getting, well, if we study the effect of this drug on white rats, we have to give more money to another university to study the same effect on black rats when genetically they're exactly the same. So a lot of that research that goes out there is due to funds that are being donated or money that's being donated or given to different research. But I'm against any organization. If you ever listen to my show, every product on my show must be cruelty-free before they come on the air.
Right. Well, then you haven't taken into account, there is a problem then with your promise, because sometimes you're very cruel to me.
Cruel to humans does not count.
That's a bonus, as a matter of fact, in my book. Hey, what do you think about this idea? There's a new thing coming out where when we say goodbye to our pets, a lot of people keep the ashes of their dogs, and I've had ashes of some of the dogs I've lived with, and cats and other animals. And
me too. I've got Charlotte's ashes in the next room. Yeah.
And when I had dogs and I had the place in Cobleskill, I would actually bury them in the yard. However, they're coming out with what they call cremation jewelry, where you can have the ashes of your pet put in jewelry, a ring, a necklace, whatever, and wear it with you. I'm not sure about it yet, but it's just kind of hitting the market, so I'm curious.
Interesting idea.
Yeah, interesting idea.
Yep, Charlotte's there. I figure when I hit the trail, I'd like to have her with me. No comments? Okay. Next time, from the Pet Show on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.